Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, everyone. Latest movie information in Info Express at Euro. I'm Desmond, broadcasting during probably your dinner time.
And I'm Giddy. Hi, Desmond. Have you seen the movie Kingsman, The Golden Circle yet?
Actually not yet. I have been too busy studying, you know, to cope with the task the professor assigned.
Hey, you liar! You were just absorbed in your video games!
Well, that's just part of the truth. Let's back to the movie. I have been long looking forward to it. I heard that it has received many criticisms. Were them about the plot or the characters?
In fact, both. Though the sequel has involved many famous actors and actresses, and they did give good performances in the film, the fully upgraded cast list didn't cover up the larger flaw in the story. The background is moved to America this time, but according to most audience, there aren't any highlights in the setting.
Yes, I came across a Weibo yesterday complaining that the film has worked really hard to make us know exactly what is going to happen next. She even commented that it didn't raise the standard of a normal popcorn movie.
Haha, that's quite vicious. Many old fans of this series also expressed their disappointment because the movie was just full of unfunny pornographic jokes and plots, which make the film much less enjoyable.
We also get feedback like a whole mess of OOC, saying that the hero's acts were totally out of its formal character. All in all, it is said that the director, Matthew Vaughn, has perfectly ruined his own reputation.
Wait, we cannot end up in criticizing Kingsman 2? At least the resurrection of the teacher Harry is cheering, right?
Alright, by the way, the Thai movie Bad Genius is under heated discussion now, adapted from a real story. The debate of moral and rules in the movie really impressed me.
For cheating, it's shared experience of all students?
Nonsense!
But not in such an important text like Stick!
The movie talks about a genius who helps others get good marks in tests and get great profit from it. It is graded 8.3 on Douban, a rather high score, so you can certainly go to the cinema to watch it without hesitation.
The coming November is bound to be a fit for all movie stands. The Deep Start, Murder on the Orient Express will be on screen, which is adapted from Agatha's famous novel of the same name.
The DC comic film Justice League will also land Chinese cinemas on November 17th.
Okay, and that's all for Info Express today. I'm Giddy. See you next week.
I'm Desmond, and let's give the mic to Storyboard.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome to today's storyboard. I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Helen.
Today we're gonna talk about a heartbreaking love story, Me Before You.
Started by Game of Thrones' Emilia Clarke and Hunger Games' Sam Claflin.
Many of you may know Emilia Clarke as the Mother of Dragons, a powerful and relentless ruler in a Game of Thrones. But in this movie, Emilia is just a creative and funny village girl named Lou Clarke, who has no ambition.
Yeah, but she really killed it.
That's true, huh? So let's just give a brief introduction of the movie to our audience.
26-year-old Louise Clarke lives with her working-class family, unambitious and with few qualifications. She feels constantly outshone by her younger sister, Trina, and outgoing single mother. Louisa, who helps support her family, loses her job at a local cafe when the cafe closes. She goes to the job center and, after several failed attempts, is offered a unique employment opportunity. Healthcare for Will Trainer, a successful, wealthy, and once attractive young man who was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident 2 years earlier.
Louisa and Will's relationship starts out rocky due to his bitterness and resentment over being disabled. Things worsen after Will's ex-girlfriend Alicia and best friend Robert reveal that they're getting married. Under Louisa's care, Will gradually becomes more communicative and open-minded as they share experiences together.
Once, Louisa overhears how Will attempted a suicide. Horrified by his attempt, she decided to convince Will to abandon his dead wish.
But neither of them knows that they're going to change each other forever.
Yeah, and that's only when you watch the movie itself to discover that.
The author of both the book and screenplay, Jojo Moyes, explaining the intent behind the title. Most of us is one person in our lives who actually changes the way we think or encourages us to look outside the box, and for me, this is what this story is about.
During an interview, Emilia Clarke also shared her opinion on the title. She said that, "I think the heart of it is a beautiful love story. Don't take the life you have for granted. Go out and live as fully as possible."
So Helen, what attracts you most in this movie?
I think maybe Louisa's eyebrow.
That's absolutely one of the highlights in this movie. Amelia's unique facial expression while crying and laughing make us fall even more for the quirky, innocent Lou. No one could ever fill the role better than Mother of Dragons herself. Emilia Clarke is Lou Clarke, from her crazy outfits in the movie to her charming personality. Clarke has it all.
So what or who attracted you mostly in the movie?
Maybe it's Sam Claflin, best known for his roles as Finnick Odair in the Hunger Games series. His portrayal of Will is exquisite. It is almost inconceivable to imagine him not being a part of this movie. The physical and psychological challenge of playing a quadriplegic man who needs to feel like a man again elevates the English-born actor to Hollywood's acting A-list. In Me Before You, Claflin convinces us that words are way more impactful than being good-looking. Through his presence on the screen, Claflin inhabits one of the most powerful quotes of Jojo Moyes' original story. "You only get one life. It is actually your duty to live it as fully as possible."
Yeah, but actually the character Will Trainer in movie caused a lot of controversies. Many people in the disability rights movement think they're perceived as an underlying message that people with disabilities are a burden on their family and careers, and claim the film promotes the view that people are better off dead than disabled.
It's everyone's right to live their lives, and we can't judge others' choices, but there's no denying that everyone has their own values.
That's true. So this is today's storyboard.
Just grab some tissues right now. I'm not kidding. And enjoy Me Before You.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, this is William Trainer from London. I really enjoy sporting and also look forward to the romantic lifestyle in Paris. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, I lost my legs and almost the whole control of my body down the neck because of an accident. I tried extremely hard to change myself into the kind and friendly person I used to be, but I finally failed. I became more short-tempered. Until the girl, Lou, who really makes a difference to my life, appeared. So here are some clips after we meet each other.
Clip 1.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah?
About the holiday.
Yeah?
How do you fancy Norway?
Norway? Wow. Yeah, okay. Ooh.
Great, Brice, I'm in.
What?
Yeah, nice one.
No, wait. You're in what?
The Viking Triathlon. 60 miles on a bike, 30 miles on foot, and then a nice swim through sub-zero Nordic seas.
That's our holiday?
Yeah, but not all of it. Just the beginning, and then we will sightsee or whatever. Look, I have never been fitter, though. This is the year to do it.
Clip 2.
Okay. 6 miles in 28 minutes.
And a happy birthday to my girlfriend.
Yes, happy birthday. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Oh no, only 28 minutes.
So could you go back to your well? I mean, clearly you are still as sharp as a tack.
Dad.
No, it's fine. The truth is, I thought I could crack this and then go back. As if nothing had changed. I was wrong. This is delicious, Miss Clark.
Oh, Josie, please. Well, we wanted to make today special. Wish Trina could have been here. She's the brains of the family. She got put up 2 years at school, didn't she, Bernard? Overtook our Lou.
Not bright enough to stop her getting up the dove store.
Pat, shall I help you to some more chicken?
So, Patrick, Louisa told me you are a professional trainer.
Like coaching, physical training, motivation.
Local your entrepreneur of the year, 2 years running.
Luke tells me you're a bit of an action man before.
Pat.
I bet if you go to a really good fitness regime, this actually switches to something about how you can train muscle to remember.
Patrick.
What? I'm just trying to.
Yeah, well, don't.
I'll bear in mind. Thank you.
Clip 3.
So I just wanted to say we were very proud of you, love. And I don't know what we would have done without you this past year.
Oh, Dad.
And, well, thank you for employing her. Someone had to.
Pleasure's all mine.
Really? Here, it's not much, but...
Granddad saw something on TV about making your own presents. Granddad, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, I love it, Mom. Thank you. Thank you.
My next. Get on. Open it. I had it made specially.
Thank you, Patrick.
There's something for you in my bag as well.
You got a little present. That's very kind of you. Wasn't that kind, Bernard?
Yeah, that's very kind.
Okay. It's very lovely. Oh my God, I don't believe it!
What?
But where did you get them?
It's a secret.
Tights?
Only the best pair of tights ever! I'm gonna go try them on! I can't tell you how much I love them. Really, thank you.
Clip 4.
Thank you so much for coming, Will.
It was a lovely day. I wouldn't have missed it if it were. You remember Louisa?
Yes. Anyway, you are a real star for being here. And thank you for the...
Mirror.
Yeah, the mirror. Absolutely love the mirror. Anyway, thank you.
You didn't buy her a mirror.
I know.
Okay, you, and what do you say? You gonna give me a whirl?
What? How many of those did you drink?
Come on, let's give this Tozer something to talk about.
Right.
It's really everything.
And
Are they all bold?
Yes, yeah.
Move closer, you smell fantastic. You never would have let those breaths so near to me if I wasn't in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah? Well, you never would have been look this fresh. If you hadn't been in a wheelchair.
What? Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't. You would be too busy looking at the leggy blondies. The ones who can smell an expense account at 40 paces. And anyway, I wouldn't be over there serving the drinks, one of the invisibles. Am I right?
Yes, but in my defense, I was an horse.
Yep.
Do you know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
Then let's go somewhere.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Another amazing evening share with you, my dear audience. This is Kitty.
This is Sibyl. And welcome to our today's Action English. And why can't you stop checking your shopping cart for just a second?
I'm sorry, but no one should miss the shopping orgy today.
And you should not ignore its Singles Day as well.
Shut up, you are ruining the mood.
In such a lovely day, we're going to share some practical expressions in the romantic movie, Me Before You.
And now you're breaking singles hearts.
Don't be so negative, maybe you can have someone special to share next Valentine's Day. After you learn how romantic people talk from their movie.
All thanks to your lucky words. Let's get to the first clip directly.
You don't have to be an ass.
You don't have to be an ass. 从这句话我们隔着屏幕，哦不，隔着电波都能听出火药味有多重了。没错，恭喜男女主角在此正式进入欢喜冤家阶段。女主很好心的在帮男主把破碎的相框重新粘好，然而男主却讨人厌的在一旁对女主冷嘲热讽，逼得女主说出这句 You don't have to be an ass， 意思是你非得表现得那么讨厌吗？
我只是来学一点 romantic expression 的，为什么又扯到了有关某些部位的句子上？
What a dumb ass. 除了众所周知的词义以外， as 这个词还有笨蛋的意思，而在这个句子中， as 衍生为讨人厌的人。
Oh, I see. Let me make an example first. Sybil, would you mind less being an ass next time you point out others' mistake?
Sure, I may have a try, but your ass is definitely going to be kicked if you go on acting like a pain in the ass.
That's freaky. Why do you want to get an ass?And why penny is in my ass before you kick me?
God, why do you always take words liberally? Listen, pain in the ass means someone who's really very hate you. And kick one's ass means punch someone hard, not limited in the ass.
Okay, and let's just move to the next clip. There's too many S's in this part.
I've got a soft spot for Armageddon.
I've got a sore spot for Armageddon. 在和男主一起看完一部男同C片以后，女主终于说服男主到室外呼吸一下新鲜空气。于是乎，在温暖的夕阳下，二人开始了与对方分享自己喜爱的电影的对话。
男主在这里说 I've got a soft spot for Armageddon, 意思是
我为 Armageddon 准备了一个舒适的位置。 Who is Armageddon?
There you go again, take every expression liberally. Get a soft spot for something or somebody 可以理解为在心里为某人或某物留有一席之地，也就是对某人或某物有特殊感情。 By the way, Armageddon is a movie, not a name of anyone.
Wow, that's really the expression I want.
Wait, what are you doing?
Don't waste my time, I'm telling my dreamboat that I've got a spot for him.
Okay, I think it must be something misunderstandings here. You can say I got a soft spot for cats. Or even, based on most of the science fiction film,
aliens have a soft spot for the USA, but it's really not a good idea to apply it to something related to romantic relationship. So, I almost led to a disaster? Thank you so much for stopping me making another mistake. And if you don't mind, that spot is for you now.
It sounds a little weird, but maybe we can listen to the next clip and see what else romantic can we learn from it.
Ship has sailed, Clark.
Oh, that ship has sailed, Clark.
我操我操，
男主用那么暧昧的低音炮说，船已经开了。这是喘息要开始的节奏吗？
我已经无力吐槽你的脑洞了。首先，男主高位截瘫 ，which makes it impossible to have any scene you expect。第二 ，the ship has sailed 这句话与船或船系没有任何关系。虽然字面意思是船已经开走了，但实际上在使用中的衍生意是为时已晚 ，the chance to do something has passed。
Yeah, you know what? I ever desired something like puppy love, but the ship has sailed long ago.
And it's my turn to be confused. What's this supposed to mean?
我想早恋，可是已经晚了。
That's a funny one, and sad also. Oh no.
What's wrong?
The deadline of my paper about puppy love is tonight, and I haven't even written a single word on it.
Just let it go. The train has left the station anyway.
What train? I never booked a train ticket. No more jokes. I'm in trouble now.
And see, who's the teacher now? The train have left the station means set the same as the ship has sailed. Maybe that's the one for someone who don't get a spot for ship.
Good shot, Miss Big Head. Let's skip someone's big words and fast forward to our last clip.
Kim, sometimes you just have to go with your gut.
Sometimes you just have to go with your gut. 在一个阳光明媚的日子里，女主带着男主去赛马场透透气。然而，无论男主如何分析，女主却执意要将赌注放在一匹叫 Man Oh Man 的马身上，还十分自信地说 ：“Sometimes you just have to go with your gut.
But I cannot tell the bet on the horses has anything to do with the people's gut.
Oh, that's true. Going with your gut 的确和我们的肠子内脏没有多大关系。”Gut 在这里的意思是直觉，所以 going with your gut 在这里的意思是
follow your heart.
That's true. Wow, there is really some improvement on you, Kitty. Why not give us some example of this expression?
Sorry, I've really tried to say something to pay you a compliment, but I usually go with my gut.
So I guess I can choose my partner next time going with my gut.
Oh, please don't. I can't lose you, Sybil.My soft spot is always ready for you.
And things turned off again, dear audience. If you don't like to be an ass as Kitty does, please take a quick review on all the romantic expressions today. Lead the way, Kitty.
Be an ass or a pain in the ass. 讨人厌
As Kitty always does.
Let me finish the expressions.
Sure, go on.
Get a soft spot for somebody or something.
意思是对某人或某物有特殊的感情。
And never use it in romantic relationship. The ship has sailed, 为时已晚 and has nothing to do with any expected scene. Go with your gut, 跟着感觉走 can replace follow your heart we used to use.
And that's today's Action English. Bye!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my friends. Welcome to today's close-up. This is Jacob.
And this is Regina. Nice to see you guys.
So tell me, Regina, have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
Of course I have. How could I never see this popular epic series?
Well,Then you must know the actress we're going to talk about today. In Game of Thrones, she is Queen of the Seven Kingdoms, Protector of the Realm, Princess of Dragonstone, the Unburnt, and
the Mother of Dragons. I knew it. She is Emilia Clarke, the actress of Daenerys.
That's right. You are really a royal fan of her. But in the movie Me Before You, the heroine she played was so different from Daenerys.
Yes, but I bet you that Emilia has a distinguished feature you may never forget.
Oh, what is it?
Her eyebrows, absolutely. They moved like two small dragons all the time and contribute to building up the role.
Oh, you remind me of that.
And Emilia said her mother set in many rules when she was a little girl. One of them is don't let the others touch her eyebrows.
For protection?That's a little bit odd.
Yeah, I agree. And her mother would spread Vaseline on them before she went to bed.
Wow, that explains why she has those special eyebrows. So, our audience, you got the secret. If you want to get two black and cute worms above your eyes, buy Vaseline now.
All right, it's enough for ad time. Let's go back to Emilia. Do you know how hard she worked to get that role in Game of Thrones?
Yep, she recalled drama operator David Benioff suggested her to do a dance when he found out she was very nervous on the audience. So she did a funky chicken.
That is definitely a hilarious dance. You can tell that from the name. I mean, it's not easy to dance like a chick in front of so many people from HBO.
And not just that dance. Her temperament also helped her. Whis, one of the producers of Game of Thrones, said the role Mother of Dragons needed a characteristic missed by Saint John and a great savior. They found that Emilia was the only one fits that role among hundreds of candidates.
And she was quite young when taking that role, only 23 years old, but showed us the brilliant Daenerys.
I can't agree more. It's a real challenge for her to play Daenerys, because we all know that Game of Thrones usually contains violent scenes, for example, the rape drama.
Yeah, she said the rape drama with Khal Drogo was a suffering for both Daenerys and her, so she asked to stop during the filming, drink a cup of tea, and go on filming after wiping her tears away.
She had done an excellent job and was a lucky girl. You know, not everyone can become someone just 1 year after graduation from drama center.
But come on, it's drama center and art school where Tom Hardy and Michael Fassbender has been educated.
I know that. Despite of acting skills, I think there is something else makes Emilia from nobody to Mother of Dragons.
Do you mean her naked drama in Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's correct. After her naked drama in first season, she suddenly became famous.
While she had not exposed herself before the screen since first season.
Yep. According to the Daily Mail, she explained that she doesn't want to link the word sex to her. She always thinks acting is more attractive.
But she's so adorable, you can't deny that.
You're right. That's why Emilia was selected as the sexiest woman alive of 2015 by Esquire.
And in Terminator Genesis, she cooperated with a superstar, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sarah Connor, the role she played, is like transition from Daenerys to Lou, the heroine of Me Before You.
Yes, Sarah is less noble but more wild. And I would say Emilia is kind of acting herself when acting Lou.
I agreed. That is because of her innocent personality and warm-hearted smile. Okay, that is all for today's close-up. This is Regina.
This is Jacob. We hope you can enjoy the romantic movie Me Before You in such a cold weather.
See you next week!
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi dear audience, it's so good to see you. I'm your friend, Surprise.
And by to see you again, Surprise, means it's so good to make you hear us again. I'm Sibyl.
I'm not sure if there's someone actually listening. But anyway, this is Irene speaking. So come on guys, let's get our work done and go for dinner. I'm obsessed with the restaurant we went last Friday.
Without further ado, let's talk about movies. Which movie are we going to introduce this week, Sibyl?
Well, since the Singles Day is coming, we feel like to recommend a romantic but sad movie to our audience. The movie Me Before You is surely going to make you cry your eyes out.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, me either.
Awkward?
I mean, it's touching. It's not a terribly sad type of story.
That's true, it's quite unusual.
So, what is it that made this movie so special?
I think it's because of the unexpected ending. When I was watching the movie, I thought the character would change his mind, you know. I thought there would be a happy ending.
Me too. After all, they're so in love with each other. It's really suffocating to see Will choose to die.
Yes, considering how cute and handsome he is.
Oh yeah, he's so gorgeous.
I agree. The romance is heartbreaking. But I was impressed that Lou finally understands what Will really wants. and kept him company in the end. I think it's more than love. It's purest respect that a person could give to another.
What do you mean?
What I was trying to say is that she respected Will's choice. It's incredible. It made this move much more meaningful.
Yeah, it's more than just a romance between some Cinderella girl and some rich, charming prince. It's a movie about understanding and support somebody's toughness decision, even he or she is your lover.
I get your point. No wonder the movie was ranked 74 on IMDb, however it only won 56% viewers' favor in the Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, worst ranks are always found on the Rotten Tomatoes.
So, surprise, why don't you tell us about the negative comments about this movie on the Rotten Tomatoes?
Honestly, I didn't find any negative comments. There are some people who take the movie very seriously. They think Will's decision is unreal and pointless. Someone even brought out the example of Stephen Hawking.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yes, I think everyone should have the right to choose their own way of life.
I agree. I like the imperfect ending.
And the cast, there are many familiar faces in this movie.
Yeah, for example, Sue Lewis, who played Lewis' athletic boyfriend Patrick.
Oh yes, the moment I saw him in the movie, I was like, wait a second, is he Neville Longbottom?
But the character he played was a little bit, you know, annoying.
Oh, I totally agree with you. The necklace he gave to Lou is the oddest necklace I have ever seen.
And there is his name on it.
Let's focus on the leading actors. Do you know that Emilia Clarke played the famous character, Dragon Queen?
Oh, how can I ignore her? Her eyebrows are so recognizable.
Oh, it's true.
She used to play those characters that are tough and strong, but Lou is soft and gentle. Though acting Lou is something different for her, she did a good job.
Yeah, many movie critics said her acting was impressive, sincere, and laudable, but her partner Sam Claflin was criticized for trying too hard.
Well, let me tell you something. Seb now has an excellent opportunity to prove that he not only got gorgeous look, but also good acting skills. The movie Journey's End is about to launch.
Really? Tell me about it.
Journey's End is a seminal British play about WW1. It is the story of a group of British officers led by the mentally disintegrated young officer, Stanhope, which is the role of Sam Claflin. The soldiers were tired of the long running war and waiting for their fate.
Oh, I know this movie. I once saw its trailer and it was fascinating.
And by the way, there's another young British actor, Butterfield, in this movie, who played the officer's friend as well as a young soldier.
Oh, fresh meat, I like him. I really love this movie, Boy in the Striped Pajama.
Me too. I can't wait to see this movie.
Anyway, back to our topic. Do you guys have anything else to talk about?
It just occurred to me that Me Before You reminds me of another unusual movie, Intouchables.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching Me Before You.
But these two movies are so different.
Yeah, I think Intouchables has a more optimistic ending, and it's even more moving in some ways. In this movie, you can see a precious friendship between two people from different races, classes, economic and cultural background.
And it's more optimistic. For example, the way Philip lived his life was completely changed and filled with joy. But that didn't happen to Will in the movie Me Before You.
Well, I'm sure his life was changed by Lou, but he has already made up his mind. Just like what we said before, everyone has their own way of life.
Okay, our TikTok talk is about to end. So if you haven't watched Me Before You or Intouchables, go see these films right away.
And I guess we'll see you next week.
Goodbye and wish you a happy Singles Day.
Ouch.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, everybody. This is Digging Idea. I'm your host, Elfira. Today, we're going to have a very special two guests. First, Regina.
Hello, guys.
and Sibyl.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, it's very glad to have you guys today here. So today we're going to talk about this movie named Me Before You. Have you heard about it?
Yes, of course.
It's a very touching movie. In some way, it's kind of tragedy also. So today, let's talk about what can we learn from love story. First, I would like to ask you some of the detail. Which part impressed you guys most? First, Regina.
I think one scene is when in the wedding hall.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That Lou is drunk, and she just said, "Oh, well," and they just laugh and
dancing together.
Yes, it looks like that. There's only them on the spot.
Yes.
And it reminds me when I was with my boyfriend. We were riding bicycles. And he was in front of me and I was chasing after him. So I asked him to slow down. And he just didn't. And turned around and made faces to me.
Oh my God.
it's really cute of him. And another scene is, I think, is when that Lou's girlfriend, Lou's boyfriend.
Yes, and Lou's have argument.
Yes.
Yeah, after the dinner.
Yes, and he just asked him, well, you have to accompany Will. And then he asked him, well, then I don't need you. That line really hurt me so much. And I was, imagine that if I treated my boyfriend like that, is that I am saying that another man or boy need me more than you. I think he may be desperate.
Yeah.
Yes, because, and for us, the only child in family, is sometimes we seldom experience that kind of feelings to taking care of other people.
Yes, we need to be loved.
So in a close relationship with my boyfriend, it's just teach me how to tolerate, how to stand in others' shoes, just how to love.
That's lovely. Yeah, this is very good. Okay, what about you, Sibyl?
I think maybe some small details in this movie really touched me. And there is a time Lou invites Will to his birthday party.
Yes.
And when Lou's father want to have a handshake with Will, which is really awkward, Will just smile and said, a courtesy just and I think it's really humorous. And when Will persuade Lou to have a go diving.
Yeah,
I remember. And the next scene, suddenly
she was kind of nervous, like, no. But the next part,
and she said, why don't you tell me earlier?
Earlier, yes.
And Will just smile.
Somebody cannot be told.
Yeah. Well, that's really part really cute. Sweet. Yes, really, I remember that. Very sweet, very sweet. Another part?
I have read the novel, but many scenes are not in the movie. And one of the scenes impressed me most is when Lou and Will are outside of the castle and they're kind of discussing some other people's so-called perfect life.
Yeah.
And Lou is just not that willing to tell Will. And Will just said wickedly, so tell Uncle Sam, and I think it's really, really cute of him.
Oh, the way he speaks, very cute, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very, I have to say he's handsome.
Yeah,
I have to say that. I have to say that. Sorry, guys, but it's really lovely. Okay, I have a different question for you, Regina, because you're the only one here who has boyfriend. I'm sorry, but that's true. I'm very curious about difference between the movie and the real life about love.
Well, in some romantic movies, the boy and the girls may be 傲娇, and in Chinese, which means when there is a quarrel, either of them is unwilling to apologize first.
Yes.
But things got incredibly smooth between me and
my boyfriend. Good.
And I still remember once in high school we had words, and then he went home while I was studying at school, and then before the class is over, he sent me a message saying that I am still mad at you, but it's raining outside, so you'd better bring an umbrella with you. And just suddenly, I am not mad at him at all. So,
oh, he's so sweet.
Yeah, so for a close relationship, it's important for each other to seize the fire at a suitable time and say something sweet to each other.
Very touching, simple detail. That's so sweet. We don't have boyfriend, right?
Yeah. Okay. You're kind of Mr. Right.
Okay, we're gonna find it anyway. So, this is our what can we learn from the love story. I know you guys have something to say to us also, so we are very waiting for you guys. Write down your message and tell us what you think. Maybe next time we can just share together. And thank you all you guys. Thank you so much. We're gonna see you next week. So have a great day. Bye bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. This is Gramophone time again. How do you like those three music we recommend last time? Hope you liked it. And today, we're going to take a wonderful music tour in the film, Me Before You. As you've already knew, it's the story happened in Britain. It has excellent British accent. So, a British singer, who you must know and like his song a lot. Edward Christophe Sherin, also named Ed Sherin for his stage name, performed a charming song. Now, I shall leave you to the sweet song.
You gonna give me a whirl?
how many of those did you drink?
Come on, let's give these tosses something to talk about.
Alright. Are they all a pool?
Will your eyes still smile
from the cheek? Yeah. Move closer. Smell fantastic. You know you never would have let those breasts so near to me if I was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, well, you never would have been looking at these breasts if you hadn't been in a wheelchair.
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't. You would have been too busy looking at the leggy blondes, the ones you can smell an expense account at 40 paces. And anyway, I would have been over there serving the drinks.
One of the invisibles. Am I right?
Yes, but in my defense, I was an arse.
Yep.
Know something, Clark. You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
This is a song appeared to a wedding scene. However, this ceremony isn't held for Will or Lou. It's for Will's supposed to be fiancé. Will watched his fiancé, his beloved woman, now getting married to another man. It's supposed to be a heartbroken plot. As Lou, after drinking a lot of alcohol, sighs on Will's tight, looks at him full of happiness, Will finally drop all the troubles and worries disturbed him. The music is soft at first, when Lou and Will dance in the wedding hall. The light in the room is warm, all the same, perfectly fit with Lou's dress and Will's shoes. As the music approaching his climax, Will speaks out the most moving sentence in the movie. You're pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the moment. Exactly after the finish this line, the song goes to the exciting part. Bluffing can heal. Bluffing can mend your soul. It's like there are only Will and Lou two people in this world. We expected to see Lou can change Will's idea of mercy killing, and seeing this scene makes us pick up hope to believe that Will may choose to stay around Lou and live the perfect life. The feeling the song hopes to be expressed are especially crucial for the whole movie, and photographer's composer Ed make it work perfectly. So you must be curious about him as I am. Now, I will get you the brief introduction about him. He has many nicknames in China, such as Boss Yellow, which is used in AC Fong website, Teddy Bear for his brown hair and moustache all over the face,
Ed was a pretty talented singer. Up to now, he has released 36 albums, and his latest one, Divide, includes hearty songs like Shape of You and Castle on the Hill. The former one may be more familiar, but it's not Eddie's ring at all, and involved many commercial factors, especially the rude words, poor graphics, lyrics, don't quite fitting his style he used to show. The song Castle on the Hill, it tells the story in Ed's hometown and all the bittersweet memory in home. Alright, so much for the photograph and Ed Sheeran. We should move to the next American song. Oh, wait a minute, one more song, The Attain. Also my favorite song of Ed, hope you enjoy it. Okay, another rock song from Band X Ambassador in the movie is Unsteady. It's a really vigorous and compelling song that catches your attention from very beginning line. Hold, hold on, hold on to me. This line appears when Lou is passionately collecting all the information for Will's travel, and the lyrics seems to imply Will's voice, please hold me and never leave me alone. The song also provides people with hopes like photographs does, but that's the main factor why the movie is so touching and filled with scripts. Although the background music are bright and light, always implying people there will be hope, in the end, Will still didn't change his mind, and that peacefully. Now I would like to play the beginning of the music for you. All right, my dear audience, Gramophone is approaching to his close today, and I sincerely hope to enjoy the wonderful journey with me. Never miss Gramophone, always be suppressing.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
Ali Fei Ru Alfira.
Liu Anran Charlotte.
Luo Yunjia Rebecca.
Wang Jingxi Surprise.
Journalist,
Chen Yanhao Desmond.
Han Yuye Irene.
Hou Yifu Jacob.
Li Qianhua Kitty.
Liu Tianzi Regina.
Zhu Huiling Sibyl.
Jin Xiaoyu Tiger.
Now I'm a fat house. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。